This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandhu. Mobile is transforming our behavior by creating the need to accomplish things instantly, on the spot, as soon as they pop into our heads while we commute to work, while we're waiting or taking a break, while with friends, or even while out on a date. Now, this phenomenon has caused many couples to break up, but jokes aside, it has forced us to examine the context and the events that trigger the desire to accomplish a given task. This view of mobile as a catalyst for new behavior colors how measurement of mobile performances should be approached. And today I'm speaking to Fiker Ng. He's the group country manager Southeast Asia at AT Internet to talk about how mobile revolution is forcing an evolution in how to measure the performance of, from digital analytics perspective. Let's start off first by talking about, what is this mobile revolution and how is it actually changing consumer behavior on a social level and also, on the enterprise, the work-related level?
Good afternoon, Jeff. Thanks for having me here. It's great to speak with you again after a year. Sure. So let's get straight to this mobile revolution question. So the icon of mobile revolution to me is really, or to anybody, is a mobile phone. Mm. So just like you can see, remember for industrial revolution is steam. For digital revolution is internet. But what is behind this physical object is that what I believe is more important. And it's that the ever tighter integration between the human being and machine is what this mobile revolution is about. So there are actually many implications and also how it has changed consumer behavior. So mobile revolution basically amplified the mentality of I want it now. For business, not only that you need to be live 24/7, your product offering need to be updated 24/7 as well. And not to mention to measure the performance, now you need all the performance measurement to be real time. So, AT Internet, we are an analytics company. We look at mobile revolution primarily from trackability perspective. And because mobile devices are so tightly integrated with us, they are actually now a very close representation of an individual human being. So this is what I think about mobile revolution.
And this effect on the enterprise level as well, because a lot of it is obviously down to, we talk a lot about consumer behavior and all, but it does affect enterprises as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And right now, let's say for our product offering, we are not only offering on a desktop, people checking the metrics on the go, they check in on the cell phone because the customer is on the go. Mm. So any changes in the news that people are interested in, the top product people are buying, you cannot just go home and check your metrics. You have to check the metrics when you are actually measuring this kind of consumer behavior. So even at the enterprise level, we are seeing that when we provide a product to our clients, we have to provide a mobile-friendly or maybe a mobile-only type of experience.
Is this mobile revolution already hitting Malaysia and in Asia?
So I just recently read a statistic that said in Malaysia, smartphone penetration surpasses 50%. So to answer your question, we have to look at from both supply and demand side. And the 50% mobile penetration represent the demand. So it represents the number of people who can and who want to access mobile services from their mobile devices. So, but for the mobile revolution to happen, you also need to have the mobile-ready products and services on the supply side, meaning that the mobile website being responsive, the mobile application that can take care of every facet of your life, be it the grocery shopping, food delivery, restaurant booking, travel booking, etc. So with a very high mobile smartphone penetration in Malaysia and actually a extremely open attitude in adopting mobile services, Malaysia has the critical mass on the demand side. Mm. However, I would argue the variety of mobile services, despite that you have already seen a lot, is still rather limited as compared to some other developed market. I would say the picture is slightly different in other parts of Asia, especially North Asia, like China, Japan, Korea, where the mobile revolution is probably further down the road because of the abundance of supply. You think about e-commerce, right? Like the scale of Taobao, Jingdong in China, probably G Market in Korea, Rakuten in China, in Japan, they are operating at a different level as compared with Malaysia. So not to say that Malaysia doesn't see the mobile revolution happening, but actually it's still at the very beginning.
And what's driving all of us to be connected and you know, sort of borderline addicted with our smartphones?
So that is the part that what I see is that integration of machine and human being. This is really the first time that, I mean, you can extend yourself like to reach the world with your cell phone on your hand. Before, you have a desktop, and the desktop is not customized to you. When you went to office, then you have your company PC. When you come home, you have your own. So things are different, and then you can only access. So first is you have different machine for a different occasion. Secondly is you can't access it any time that you want. So because of this limitation was released, now you can see the addiction, like you mentioned, like to the mobile device and also the service that you can provide.
And what does changing consumer behavior mean for business? I mean, why is it important for them?
It is very important because I think the now the customer actually really wants something quite different. So it's that mindset is the instant gratification. I want it now and who can actually provide me. So I mentioned earlier that we have the demand, like consumers are asking for it. But what we see is like the supply side is limited. So a lot of foreign companies now coming to Malaysia or Southeast Asia to fill that supply gap. However, when we see these companies coming into Malaysia, they typically took their business model from elsewhere and retrofit it here, which sometimes may not be very optimal. So we spoke earlier that I told you that I have a foot injury recently. So I'm really in need of food delivery service. I started to look into like food delivery apps like Foodpanda, which is the first one in the market. And when I checked the food options, roughly more than 50% of the food offering are international food. I like international food, but probably not every other meal. So when some of the local companies seeing this gap, and there's a local app recently emerged called Hawker, which is primarily like Singaporean type of like application, and as the name suggests, it offers hawker food, you know, which is a lot more relevant to Singaporeans. So the other example we should be really familiar to all of us is the car booking app, which Uber invented. Yeah. But some of the local companies like taxi or Grab app, those are probably more intuitive to all of us because calling taxis is what we do every day, but we don't call a car, but we will switch our behavior slightly. But I think some of the local offering is actually more intuitive. So my point is, the demand is there, but the variety of products is limited. The quality of the product, the mobile product, is still questionable. So there are a lot of opportunity for the local company to fill that gap.
I'm speaking to Fai Ke Ng. He's the Group Country Manager Southeast Asia for AT Internet. And we are talking about getting smarter about metrics and analytics in the smartphone era. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
You want to be a successful entrepreneur? Get complete business solutions with UnifiBiz to maximize profits, exclusively for BFM listeners. Stand a chance to win prizes worth 2,700 ringgit by subscribing or upgrading to UnifiBiz Pro or Advanced and completing a slogan. Go to bfm.my/tm today. Contest ends 22nd May. Terms and conditions apply. TM, business made easier.
This is Tech Talk, and my name is Jeff Sandu, and I'm speaking to Fai Ke Ng. He's the Group Country Manager Southeast Asia at AT Internet, and we are talking about how you can get smarter about metrics and analytics in the smartphone era. Fai, what are businesses getting wrong when it comes to adopting different strategies for, you know, different digital properties, such as, like, you know, there's the desktop versus the mobile?
Probably the adaptation mindset. So I have something on desktop, now I want to make it work on mobile. Mm. So with that type of mindset, you're bound to develop a substandard user experience because mobile screen is just much smaller. What we actually advocate, and I think sometimes we have to change that mentality, is when you develop a mobile product, you probably need to ignore the desktop and develop not a mobile first, but sometimes mobile only experience. So that's first. The second point that we see is not just the experience. The goal mind of where the mobile can provide is actually the amount of data it collects through the mobile device regarding the user, regarding the owner. And this data about the person is a lot richer and a lot more accurate as compared to desktop. So, yeah, and I think last but not least is business also need to understand the proliferation of mobile experiences is a very different scale as compared to desktop. On desktop, you might have the experience based on the browser, so you can count with your hand that will be Internet Explorer, Firefox, Chrome, Safari, and etc. But for mobile, you will have many different types of smartphones, feature phones, tablet, phablet, different version of Android, iOS. So one size doesn't fit all. So when you move from one market to another, you will see a very different mix of devices and OS. So the ability to understand and optimize the experience of these key devices and OS for different markets is extremely important.
One of the challenges of mobile then, like you mentioned, is, you know, measuring the performance of, you know, when you go mobile. So how should businesses approach that in order to, you know, to really reap the benefit?
Yeah, so for mobile applications specifically, business can and should measure more customer lifetime value. This is due to the fact, this is due to a very fundamental difference between how desktop and mobile app track a particular user. Desktop, as we probably very familiar with, rely on cookies, which will be expired and can be erased manually by users. For mobile application, we typically use something like a device ID to track a user, which can last a much longer time. So let's say today if you run a marketing campaign, like mobile marketing campaign, and you want to measure a ROI for that campaign, now not only that you can measure the download generated by this marketing campaign, you can actually link all the subsequent lifetime behavior like frequency of use, in-app purchase, engagement, all the way back to the original marketing campaign or marketing source. So this can give you a much better measurement of the marketing ROI.
And why is measuring mobile important? And, you know, what insights can we actually learn from mobile?
Actually, the amount of data that we can get from mobile is really ginormous as compared with the desktop. So I can give you one example. This example is related to one of our insurance clients. Who has developed a driving application to measure customer driving behavior or driving pattern. So for customer who are actually willing to download the application and sharing this driving behavior, they can get a discount for their auto insurance. So what does it tell you about this particular example? First is that there are a lot of things that you couldn't measure before now become available with your mobile device. Second, you can tie these specific driving behaviors to that person, then you can assess or actually you can change the fee or the price accordingly to a specific behavior. So these are definitely not the things that you can get from desktop, and these are very unique, and these are the data that you should actually look into when you measure your mobile performance.
And what tips can you share for Malaysian businesses who want to make sure that, you know, their digital strategy incorporates good metrics then?
So today, I heard a lot of times when people talk about digital strategy, they mainly focus on digital marketing. The saying goes, eyeballs are moving online, so we need to do more online campaigns. So metrics are mostly about marketing campaigns. What we have seen is lacking is the investment in measuring and optimizing user behavior on your own digital assets, be it the website or the application. So you can think about all these very successful online companies like Google, Facebook, Amazon, Netflix. They invest tremendously in understanding the user behavior on their site. And then they use this data to improve the user experience, to personalize their offer, as well as to identify new opportunities. So if Malaysian company wants to compete with these global players, they should think beyond marketing campaigns and more in using data to improve their product.
And as consumers access content across different channels, how can analytics be used seamlessly across all these different channels that we speak about?
Oh, this is a good question. I think we have seen this actually when we talk to prospects and clients in the region. So we have seen a lot of time our clients actually are using different tools to measure different channels separately. So very common that actually they will have separate tools for desktop web, mobile web, and mobile application. So first recommendation that we gave them is you can still keep all the tools that you want, but make sure at least one tool can measure multiple channels. Mm-hmm. So then you can have the capability to link them together, and then you can add the bells and whistles from all the other tools that measure specific channels. That would be the ideal situation. Some companies said you still have to just use different tools for different channels. Then make sure that your vendors can provide you the visitor level raw data. Then you can subsequently bring it to your database or your business intelligence tools, and then you can do some linking at that level. So it's not the ideal situation, but still can give you some level of connectivity between different channels.
And just one final one, we spoke about a lot about mobile. Is there a lot of difference between mobile apps and, mobile-friendly websites?
Yeah, so what we talk about, I focus a lot of discussion on mobile, and it actually, when we talk about mobile revolution, it should cover both. Mm. It cover both the mobile website and mobile application. But a lot of the trackability topics or the advantage actually happen on the mobile applications. So we consider that mobile website is a really one channel or one way to get customer foot into the door, to let them understand your product, your offering. But as they start to grow loyalty to your product and grow frequency to your website, you should convince them to download your application. And from there, that you can get a different level of understanding of their performance. You can track them much better. You can customize your offer. And so the level of sophistication on how you interact with your customer is much higher when they actually use your applications. So our view is, yes, it is about both, but at a certain level, as their loyalty growth, you should move them to your application, and then the level of sophistication in terms of tracking and interaction would be much higher.
All right. I've been speaking to Faika Ng. He's the Group Country Manager Southeast Asia for AT Internet, talking about how you can get smarter about metrics and analytics in the smartphone era. This is Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.